Let's bring in Paul Jones, our Raptors radio analyst on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, head of tonight's Raptors game against the Houston Rockets. And I guess it was almost to be expected, wasn't it, Paul, the way the season started and the way this rotation has kind of developed and the way so many players have been able to contribute, that it would just kind of take a while for C.J. Miles to find that offensive niche in this team.
Well, it's taking a while, one, because, and he told us in training camp, the good thing is he's trying to get into a system that is new. It's new for him, too. He doesn't have to unlearn or relearn anything. But, you know, there's a bunch of other guys, as you have pointed out, Jeff, in the same situation. So, look, right now, Dwayne Casey's got all these guys playing because he's kind of getting a look at them. It was a shortened preseason. And if anybody gets injured, these guys got to come in and play. So, you know, you give everybody a little time early just to say, okay, I know what you can do. You're going to get time. I might have to cut it now, but stay engaged, because if there's an injury, and Norm Powell's injured, so we'll see what happens tonight. You know, you need all these guys. And then when your regular guys come back healthy, you've taken a step forward. And don't underestimate the experience, Jeff, too. You know, you lost some key experienced people in Patterson, Corey Joseph, you know, Damari Carroll, who wasn't really playing that well, but
PJ Tucker, to a point.
PJ Tucker, guys that understood where to go, what to do, when to do it. And now you're rolling with Poeltl and Siakam, who's playing terrific. I don't know how they're going to keep that kid on the bench, and DeLon Wright and Fred VanVleet. And they may have the ability, or better ability even than a Corey Joseph or a Patrick Patterson, who was injured, and they may have better ability, but they don't have the experience. And, you know, that's something that Corey would take the ball when he was playing with Kyle and he'd run the offense. And now when Kyle's out there with Fred's running the offense, but he's young and he's doing a good job, but he's not running it in an experienced fashion the way Corey Joseph would.
And I know everyone wants to see more out of C.J. Miles, but he's still managing kind of a second unit that's obviously very young, but he looks happy doing it. Like, the thing about C.J. Miles is I haven't really thought about him a lot, because I know his points are going to come, but right now he's in the middle of a very young unit, and I think it's a job that he takes very seriously. Am I right?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're on the money there, Sherry. He you know, if you had him in the starting lineup, yeah, it would be easier for him to find the shots and hold. But then the second unit becomes really young. Although I will say this, the second unit is doing a good job because they played together. They kind of got a jump start on this whole process about, you know, how the team is going to play and how they're going to play differently. And, you know, they're going into last game, their bench was top half of the league. I think they were 11th in scoring. So I just think Dwayne's got options, and he's looking at them all and weighing them all now and trying to win while doing it. And, you know, it would have been nice to have that game in Boston. And I put myself on a Twitter strike after all the coaches came out and said, you know, there's ISO ball again and blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. Your best player gets the ball at the end of the game, and he decides. And I don't care if you think your best player is an A player, a B player, or a C player in the league. He's your best player, and he gets the ball. Because if you don't give him the ball, the coach gets killed and says, how can you run a play and not have your best player touch the ball? Well, and sometimes it's as simple as, you know, if you have a Kevin Durant or a LeBron James, or as Casey Jones used to joke back in the day, everybody get out of the way. Just give the ball to Larry. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of what it is. You let him decide.
Well, and I was going to say, Jonesy, in the NBA, the final minute of the game is quite often ISO ball. Regardless of who the player is,
because you want your best player to have the ball,
right.
And that's where we the phrase that has been beat to death ad nauseum. It's a make or miss league, and you know, Stan Van Gundy had the line 10 years ago in the playoffs when they beat Toronto in Game 2 in a 1-point game, where Chris Bosh basically missed the same shot that DeMar had on Sunday. When Bosh elevates for the shot, stop the tape right there and turn to the guy and say, this shot, before it goes in, you tell me, can Sam Mitchell coach? Yes or no? Okay, my answer is no. Or my answer is yes. Okay, play the tape. You change your mind after the shot, you know, result happens. And you know, a lot of people, you know, the pro game is different in that way. It really, really is. And you're right, Jeff. It comes down to it. You give the ball to your best player and you let him decide. I mean, last night LeBron missed two shots and they bailed him out with offensive rebounds and they survived the Knicks. If he misses, people are questioning Ty Lue or what. It's the same thing here. If DeRozan makes two shots that he normally makes, it's like you get a win, you get out of Dodge, and everybody's happy.
Now, Kyle Lowry looks to be, you know, adjusting better. As a team, how do you think they're adjusting to the new ball movement offense? Can you grade it for me?
Yeah, I think they're doing okay, Sherry. You know, it's funny. I just pulled up my numbers here. They are in the top half of the league in passes made per game. And what I do know is they're not last anymore when it comes to assists per game. You know, they're moving the ball. And I've said this before, and anybody's, you know, you coach, you play, you understand. When you are learning a new offense, it takes a while to find your shots, find your comfort level within the offense. And sometimes you're playing, you're so intent on playing and running the offense that you don't play the game. You're thinking and you're not playing, and you're overpassing and you're being unselfish. And you know, at times it's just play, and it's not second nature yet. And I think they're getting there. I mean, they're 13th in assists. Last year they were 28th. They're in the top half of the league in passes made. They were 13th going into the game against Boston. And more importantly, they were seventh in, you know, what we deem the hockey assist, the assist, the pass that leads to the assist pass. They're seventh in the NBA, and that's right up there with the likes of Golden State and San Antonio and these teams that are known for moving the ball. So I think they're doing okay with it, Sherry. To be honest, what they need to shore up is their rebounding and you know, clean up some of the defensive changes they've made. Everybody's talking about the offensive changes. They've made some drastic defensive changes that, you know, they're still getting used to as well.
Such as what, Jonesy?
I think the philosophy around switching, when to switch, the helping, where the help comes from, when it comes, you know, some of the basic tenets have been kind of revised around, I think, around, and they have to pick up on around ball pressure when there are switches, where you're steering your man offensively, all those things. And they're subtle nuances, but they make a big difference. And it's, at times, JB, Sherry, it's a quarter of a body width and you're out of position. So, you know, that's the thing that hurt them. I mean, last game, they turned the ball over. You know, in the new offense, and that's what I mean. You're playing the offense, and you're thinking, and you're not playing. And they had something like seven turnovers in the first quarter, and you know that game, Boston shot under 42%. It's only the fourth time in 4 years that they held a team under 42%, and they lost the game. Well, when the other team gets 15 more shots at the basket, heck, Blair, even you might be able to fluke two in, and in a one-point game,
maybe.
If those two are threes, that's 6 points. Even if they're twos, that's 4 points in a one-point game. So I think they're still adjusting overall, Sherry, to your question, to the offense and to the defense.
Go ahead, Sher.
I'm sorry that I interrupted you. this three-game road trip, like, it is intense. They play, you know, the first in the East. And now they're playing the first in the West tonight in the Houston Rockets.
Sherry.
I don't
Sherry,
get it.
And
James, like James Harden, he's MVP caliber level right now. Like, he's insane. Why are you laughing?
I was laughing because we got on the flight from Boston to Houston. I said to the flight attendant, how long's the flight? Right? You figure, you know, a couple hours to Texas. You're already partway there in Boston. They said 3:58. I said, no. The flight to Houston, not to like L.A., like, it was 4 hours. 4 hours from Boston to Houston. You're closer in Toronto, for crying out loud. So when you say the road trip is, like, is intense, it's like 4 hours, man. You could fly to L.A. from Toronto, and you're going from Boston to Houston. And, yeah, you're right. That guy James Harden, he's, I mean, you know, everybody wants to give Giannis the MVP. you forget about this guy. He leads the league in three-point makes. He's just a monster. If you're too close to him, he drives by you. If you back off him, oh, by the way, he's number one in three-point field goals made in the NBA. He leads the league in assists. It's an impossible proposition. And I get the feeling tonight they may just throw the rookie OG out there and say, yeah, you got that guy. And the kid may not know any better. You know, like the cereal, Mikey likes it. Like, just, kid, he's yours. Do what you can. So we'll see, though. It'll be interesting to see what Dwayne Casey does with that if Norman Powell can't go.
Well, that was my next question. The Rockets have won six in a row, and I'm wondering, without Norm Powell, could you almost see Dwayne Casey, and I think Matt Devlin mentioned this a bit yesterday, maybe go with a smaller lineup against these guys? And I don't know, maybe do you start C.J. Miles?
You might, Jeff, and you might have to just resign yourself to the fact that, well, we got to score with them.
Yeah.
It's going to be what Dwayne Casey hates to do, and kind of, he calls it kind of a windshield wiper game.
Right.
And you might just have to get into one of those, because you know the Rockets ain't slowing down. I mean, they their numbers are amazing from three.
Mm-hmm.
They are number one in makes. They're number one in attempts, but they're 23rd in percentage. So we're talking volume here. They take on average four mid-range shots a game. That's it.
And they're six.
It's almost either a three or a layup or a free throw. They don't want anything else.
No, I was just looking and doing numbers, and their six-game winning streak right now, they've made 50 more three-pointers than their opponents in the last six games.
That's 150 points. Like, seriously, like and Jeff, Sherry, like, I'm watching video on these guys. They're not even close to the line. Like, man, they are deep. They're like two steps behind the line, where you're defending them, and you go, you're not really going to take that, are you? You're not going to shoot it from there, really. I'm not going to guard you, because there's no possible way you're shooting it from there. And Eric Gordon and James Harden and Ryan Anderson, they're letting him fly. And like, back in the day, your coach is yelling, Blair, nice shot. Like, don't, like, what are you doing? Okay, it went in. And they do that all the time. Like, watch their threes tonight. They are deep. Like, they are way behind that line. It's going to be an up and down game tonight. I can just feel it. As much as Toronto may not want that, it's just tough not to play that way.
And it's crazy to think that they're doing all of this without Chris Paul. Like, he's been out for 4 weeks with a bad knee. Is he close to coming back?
I don't know, Sherry. You know, they say he's you know, he's on his way back. But my question is, what do you do when he gets back? Because they're playing so well without him. James Harden's a guy that loves to have the ball in his hands. So what gives? Like, for the 25 minutes when they're on the floor together, what do? It's easy when Harden's on the bench, or easy when Paul's on the bench. But what do you do when they're on the floor together?
Yeah, it's...
That's the question.
I mean, it's not a bad issue to have.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's not a bad issue to have. Yeah. Jonesy, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you doing this.
Okay, Jeff. Okay, Sherry. Take care.
Have fun in NOLA the next day.
Oh, yeah. That's my spot. Huh?
Mine, too.
Take care.